First of all, I would like to welcome everyone here tonight, in a special way all former parishioners and friends who come from different places for our celebration tonight. In a special way, we have some of our visiting priests from Sacred Heart and former pastor. You all know Father Jason Vidrine and Father Brian Harrington, and of course remember Father Neil McNeil. Other priests could not be with us tonight. Father Joseph Brennan is very ill, but he sends his greetings to everybody. And Father Randy Morrow is also very ill. He couldn't be with us tonight either, but also sends his greetings. And we're also pleased to welcome our first pastor, Bob Sabil, who is here with us tonight as well. The angel said to Mary, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. The child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. He will be called Great. He will be called the Son of the Most High. He will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." In the first reading that was prescribed for Mass today, it was a passage from the prophet Ezekiel. And long before Christ, he had a great vision of the day of resurrection, when Jesus will come to raise up the bodies of all of those who have died and bring them into the fullness of their existence in the Father's kingdom, body and soul. Last week, we celebrated the Assumption of Mary, knowing that she, by God's grace, preserved from original sin, at the time of her passing, was brought up body and soul into heaven as a sign that Christ's promise of resurrection and eternal life is indeed true. Now, how does that happen for us? Well, Mary kind of gives us a clue when she says, "I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be done to me as you say." With Mary's obedience to the Father's will, Christ is born and brought into the world, and salvation begins in earnest. Let's look at the word "to reign" as we think of the queenship of Mary. To reign means to govern, to be in power, to be in control of something. And St. Paul reminds us that Christ as King has that supreme power and he reigns over all, but that you and I, through baptism, are called to reign with Christ as we're members of his body. For us to reign with Christ is to receive the gift of divine adoption, that we become in reality true sons and true daughters of the Sovereign Father and brothers and sisters of Christ the King. Now, we would all know that the sons and daughters of kings and queens are known as what? Princes and princesses, right? But that's not what we are. We share in that kingship of Christ. As he was priest, prophet, and king, so we receive all of that. Not mere princes or princesses, Christ shares with us his priesthood, his prophetic role, and his kingship. So in Christ, we reign. We are kings and queens. But how does Christ want us to reign with him? In the gospel for today's Mass, for Friday today, Jesus says there's one way to serve God. Two commandments that really kind of sum up everything that all the law and the prophets talk about. When a scholar asked him what was the greatest commandment, and Jesus responded saying, "The greatest and the first is this: love the Lord your God with your entire heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second is like it: love your neighbor as yourself." Now, you've heard me say this before, that people kind of complain sometimes because, oh, the church has so many rules and regulations, and we do. There's a bunch. But let's go back to the very beginning. When God first made Adam and Eve, he had one rule: don't eat the fruit. That's it. And what happened? Adam and Eve did what? They ate the fruit, right? And so that brings sin into the world, that brings death into the world, and all the things that accompany it, okay? So God takes his time to regroup his people together. And of course, when Moses goes to get the Ten Commandments, that one commandment goes to ten now, what's happening when he walks down Mount Sinai? The people are breaking the first commandment and worshiping the golden calf. So now we have five books of the Old Testament filled with rules and regulations of how to love and serve and worship God and one another. And Jesus says, I'll simplify this and give you only two. Love God with your complete being and your neighbor as yourself. If we truly love God, then we will not sin. God's love for us is absolutely perfect. He will not love any of us more tomorrow than he does today. But our love is imperfect, and we know that by the fact that we sin. All have sinned, as St. Paul says, and fallen short of the glory of God. But at the same time, he still calls us into himself. Now, Christ is no ordinary king. Usually, kings and queens will sit on beautiful thrones, but the throne of Christ is a cross. He's not crowned with silver and gold and jewels. Instead, his crown is made of thorns. Christ comes to us as a servant who lives and dies for others' sake. He does this because he loves his Father with his whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, and he loves us far more than he loves himself. And he lives and dies for our sake. The great thing about Christ is that he leads by example, not by command. He leads and governs with love, with patience, with understanding, with mercy and forgiveness. Things that we wouldn't usually find in an earthly king. Christ does not wage war. He is the giver of peace. So what does that mean for you and me on this feast day of the Queenship of Mary? If you and I are to reign with Christ as king, that means that we first have to be in control of ourselves. Not other people, not anything else, but to be controlled in ourselves by turning away from sin and disobedience and seeking God always, seeking to do his will, seeking to do good. Yes, we have temptations. We do that. Temptations to do all kinds of different things that cheapen our dignity as sons and daughters of God, but we also have the power to say no to evil and to live in freedom. Secondly, we are here to follow Christ's example. Maybe we can't feed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish, but we can feed a hungry neighbor, or people that we don't even know who might be in need. And Jesus teaches us to do that, to feed the hungry, to give drink to the thirsty, to shelter the homeless and clothe the naked. But he also asks us to be there to comfort the sick, to comfort the sorrowful, to help those who struggle with their faith, people maybe who struggle with temptation. That we're there to teach others about our faith by our example and our holiness. That we're here to forgive injuries and to bear wrongs done against us patiently, to be a people of prayer. We see this in Christ, and we also see this in Mary. We, as members, as friends of Our Lady, Queen of All Saints, have a special calling to have the heart of Christ. The heart of Christ that is plainly evident in who we are, not just what we say. We must be like Mary. To be like Mary who reigns with Christ, Mary who first brought Christ to the world and continues to bring us to her Son. We are not called to be heartless, but to have pure and immaculate hearts like Mary, to have a sacred heart of Christ, to be like him in all things. To paraphrase St. Teresa of Avila, we as members of this parish, as friends of this parish, must all strive to love one another, to be friends with one another, knowing that every person in our parish, every person in our community has the dignity of a son and daughter of God, that every person must be loved, every person be cherished and held dear, every person helped as he or she needs. With Mary, may we be the Lord's servants. May we do whatever he tells us. May we search for him, and may our hearts be like his. And may we hear, as Mary did at the end of our days here on earth, the voice of Jesus telling us, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, and inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world, the kingdom where there will be no end.